another ooky spooky week begins. It's April Fool's Day, motherfuckers. if you want to see the spread, LVX Media Net on Instagram, it will be published in the stories. Today is a new deck that I got, Cosmic Vibrations Tarot. I'm also adding something else. It's an Oracle deck that I picked up, but it's a really simple one. Just because I don't want to have to add another complicated step into the reading. Whatever, we'll get to it. Let's get started. The theme, Four of Cups, of the key like feelings or words are melancholy and indifference. The tool card is the Three of Cups, friendship, community, and group events or gatherings. The obstacle card is the Seven of Swords inverted. Conscience, confession, and truth revealed. The underscore, the Emperor. The takeaway from this is finding inner sovereignty, finding inner strength that is required of a leader. The sixth instinct, that's the oracle bit, energy medicine. This card is self-healing using astral, mental, or spiritual energies around you. The moon phase, last day of the waning gibbous, focus on pruning bad habits, unnecessary stress, and negative thinking. Okay, let's put the whole thing together. It's not a great start to the week, but it's not terrible because the theme card does leave a lot of possibilities open. The Four of Cups is a card that symbolizes a sense of feeling stuck, having no way forward, and those feelings tend to rob us of our passion and happiness. So the card itself suggests that self-evaluation is how you're going to find the solution, and that the solution typically is right in front of your eyes. You just need to be able to focus on it and take it. And I think the solution is the Three of Cups, our tool card. So what do you say? This one represents happiness that is found in community. In our lowest moments, it's never a bad idea to get out of the funk, mix it up with the people you care about. If you, unfortunately, don't have many people you can link up with, like me, just being around other people can have a positive influence on your mood. So in this instance, don't underestimate the power of maybe buying around or like some snacks, appetizers or whatever, and approaching strangers, or, you know, like trying to meet new people and having a positive attitude. Furthermore, environment is a strong player when you do this. Going out to some kind of public gathering, and you'll be around other people that have similar tastes, maybe tastes in music, sense of humor if you go to a comedy show, shared values if you're volunteering. There's a whole bunch of options of how you can get out there and mix it up and get out of the, you know, get out of the shit stew that we're dealing with. The obstacle card today is one that by itself suggests a couple of things. So first, whatever it is that we're pursuing, our methods are not working, and we need to try something new. So that's what the card suggests. But I think in this position, that the card suggests this line of thinking is the obstacle. When we don't get the results we're expecting, we get impatient, and it's easy to think that a new approach is necessary. So, you know, nip that in the bud, trust yourself, and trust the process. The other one is that someone in your immediate circle was being dishonest or hiding something, but is going to, or already has, you know, confessed, and they've come clean about it. The immediate feeling to shun and, you know, push this person away, I think, is what the obstacle that we need to get over is. Were they doing something sneaky? Yes. Is it uncool? Yes. Depending on the severity of the issue, this instance should not be the step too far. The underscore today, is a card that advises us to find our strength and be a leader, like I said. In the context of the reading, I think it's a call to say enough is enough and break this cycle of shit that we're in. Call up the homies and get yourselves into something fun. If there's a rift among the group of people that you're with, be the leader to guide the squad through the dark times. The sixth instinct is one that calls for healing ourselves, and I think in the context of the reading, this is with the positive energy of other people. So, can't do that if you're sitting in a beanbag fucking naked eating Cheetos. Ron White reference, if anyone out there. The moon phase calls for pruning negative thinking, so let the moon be the guide for the underscore card to get out of the funk. Stone today is a smoky quartz. It promotes healthy communication by encouraging honesty and openness, also eases stress and self-limiting thoughts. So, sounds like that's a good one. That's a good thing for the Emperor to carry around today, isn't it? Last thing, coin flip. It was a yes. So yes, get your ass out and about. Make a plan and fucking get around your people and get out of your headspace for a little while. Yeah, that's it. What else do we got? Patreon. If you want to see how I put all this shit together, I had a really fun little... I had my window open, which I usually never do, but I had a fun little influence on my reading, on all the shit that I did, the ritual that I did yesterday. So, yeah. If you want to check that out, Patreon, LVX MediaNet, as it is everywhere else. The Ookie Spooky tier will get you there. I usually publish it at the end of the week, so the latest video is last week's readings. LVX MediaNet, that's a social media handle everywhere. Same like YouTube, Twitter, which I don't really use, but whatever. Facebook, blah, 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 blah. You get the idea. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, whatever, about the reading, 833-LUX-PODS, you can call or text. If you want your audio on the show, then, you know, call and leave a message. Otherwise, you can text, and that's fine, too. DMs on social media typically are not private. All right? Just so you know. If you want a personal reading, this is what I mean. Like, if you want a personal reading, don't message me other places. Call the number, that goes to me, only to me. Text the number, same thing. Or if you go to lvxmedia.net, go to /spooky, go to the Ookie Spooky Stuff page. There's a form at the bottom you can fill out. You can see all the art for all the different decks that I have. And I can, you know, just fill out the form and I'll do my best to get a reading out to you as quickly as I can. Depending on how complicated it is, you know, turnaround is not, it varies with complexity. But I think that's it. So I will see you tomorrow. Same ooky time, same spooky place.